about capabilities, building all your hopes and dreams. Talk about possibilities. It ain't rocket surgery, but maybe it is. Come on down, we're gonna sit around and get into your business. Get into your business. Business.
Welcome to the Small Business Miracles Podcast. I'm Jeff Randolph. This Small Business Podcast is brought to you by EAG Advertising and Marketing. We're going to talk about marketing. We're also here to celebrate entrepreneurs. We have marketing news and advice that business owners can use to keep moving forward. This week, we're talking with Deanne Myers and Jessica Larson of DataSource Background Screening. But first, got another small business marketing tip to talk about.
Business.
In today's marketing tip, we're going to talk about your unique selling proposition. You may have heard of it as a unique selling point or a unique value proposition or USP. Whatever you call it, do you know your unique selling proposition? If we define that, it's how you stand out from your competitors, just kind of generally speaking. The thing that you do or say that your competitors can't say or won't say. How are you different from the competition? There are a lot of ways you can describe your unique selling proposition, but whatever that thing is, it must be meaningful to customers. If you're different in a way that nobody cares about, it's not much of a selling proposition. It's also not just window dressing or puffery. It needs to be strong enough as a benefit to motivate people to choose you over the competition. When working with entrepreneurs on their marketing, it's important to figure out how you are different than the competition, because we'll use that in marketing language and in advertising campaigns to help your customers know why to pick you instead of someone else. Do you know what your unique selling proposition is? If you don't, we should talk.
Get into your business. Business.
Welcome back to the show. I am here with Deanne Myers. She is the Executive Vice President at DataSource Background Screening, and Jessica Larson, Director of Operations and Client Care at DataSource. Welcome to the show, both of you.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
We're excited to have you here. I want to start out and say, you know, you're celebrating your 30th year in business, so congratulations on that. That's a major accomplishment. DataSource Background Screening Services is a company that focuses on background screening. Strangely enough, background screening. Tell us what that means and some of the products and services that you guys provide.
Well, we want to provide almost anything that a company or a small business or church or camp or any type of business would need to be able to vet their employees or their volunteers. We also do tenant screening. So really anything in that background screening realm, with the exception of fingerprinting right now. Mm-hmm. But
criminal screening, drug screening. Employment verifications.
If you need to know who someone really is before you hire them,
social
or
medias,
start working with them.
Social media searches. Or
put them in your home. Tenants.
Yeah, to rent.
Gotcha. Everything. It's literally everything. So
anything.
The kinds of services that you do, it's all encompassing. So a company comes and signs up with you, becomes a client, and you handle everything for them from start to finish for that.
For the vetting.
Yes. Perfect. Well, let's
make it really easy for them.
Oh, super easy.
Well, tell me a little bit more about that. How do you make that easy? What does that look like?
Sure. We connect them to our background screening platform, and then they instantly have access to a wide array of products and services that we offer.
And different options for ordering. You know, we can send a link to the applicant, have them fill everything out themselves, electronic authorization forms.
Oh, that's very handy.
Stored on our system for them so that they don't have to store that in-house. So make
literally.
It very simple.
Yeah, literally they can type in their name and their email address and send them a link and get an email when it's all complete.
All so set. Yeah.
It's very simple.
That simple is an important piece for everyone who is involved in that process.
And really inexpensive for what we do. I feel like it's
a value. A tremendous value.
A tremendous value.
Perfect. Well, and 30 years, let's not kid ourselves. Long time. During that time, you've had a chance to build a few well-known name brands as well. And so if somebody doesn't know the name DataSource Background Screening, you may know Camp Background Checks or Christian Background Checks. Talk about those different brands that you have for a minute. Walk us through kind of that brand portfolio.
Sure. We basically broke into brands so that we can give back to that kind of that sector. Hmm. So with Camp Background Checks, from a marketing standpoint, it's more, kind of more fun because it's all camp. Mm-hmm. And then we go to, camp shows and we sponsor, we'll send kids to camp. But we give back to that individual sector within. So, Christian, really this kind of the same thing. And so we serve a lot of, under the Christian brand, we serve a lot of churches, a lot of camps, a lot of nonprofit organizations that are out there making an impact.
Who all need it and need that very specialized service.
Yes. Making sure that, you don't want opportunity, and that temptation to meet. So I feel like, especially with that vulnerable population, the children and the elderly, we do a lot of in-home health.
Oh, sure.
And so, just making sure that you have the right people in the right places.
I almost want to know, are there different kinds of businesses that don't need your help at all? I think everyone can benefit from this kind of thing.
Absolutely. I mean, even like cleaning companies, even though they do hire felons, it's you still want to know what's on their background and not put them, say, if they're cleaning a school. So yeah, still very important no matter what the business is.
Yeah, spectacular. And we do work together. And so I want to talk about culture for a minute because you don't have to read very far into your social media feeds or have any conversation with leadership to understand that culture and that culture of family is really important. And I sense that every time, we go in for a meeting. Talk about what culture means to you guys and why that's so important.
Well, I think that in any business, regardless of what you do, it is about the people. Mm-hmm. And if you love and you care for your people, I feel like that will show through how they treat your customers. Me personally, I was actually hired originally about a little over six years ago as a consultant. Mm-hmm. And I came in and kind of sounds weird, but I literally fell in love with the people there. And I mean, Jessica's a big one. She is just a superstar. I mean, amazing. Mm-hmm. I literally had somebody call me and say, "Stop. I just have to tell you, Jessica is a rock star. Like, she is a superstar." And I mean, it is. It's the people and the culture. And if you walk around our company, it would almost be hard to know who owns the company.
Oh, fascinating.
Because you would think every single person takes that ownership kind of role. And and just amazing. I mean, we have just incredible people. I think we have the pillars of the leaders that we need to scale this company. Four or five times the size that it is, I know who the leaders are because they're already there.
Right. Well, and that definitely comes from the top down. And so, applause to the leadership team for building that. But, not knowing really, not being able to tell exactly who the owner is when you walk in. And because everyone treats it as though, this is so important. This is so personal.
It's everyone's baby.
It is.
And they take care of it.
And they care.
They care about the company and our clients. They truly care about, who they're putting in these companies. And, when we review those backgrounds, we really think about what kind of effect it's going to have. So.
Oh, outstanding. That it's no accident. Accident at all. And great job bringing that out. I know that integrations are an important part of this. If we go back to the product for a second, integrating with an HR applicant tracking system is an important piece for a service like yours. Tell us just a little bit about that. You've dedicated a lot of energy to it. Talk about those integrations. And, if you're talking to an HR person, do you integrate with the thing that they most likely use? What's going on in that world?
We do have hundreds of integrations that automatically connect with our platform. So that is very easy. Mm-hmm. We always try to look at the HR person that we are trying to assist. We kind of want to be their superpower that, nobody needs to know about. But thinking about an HR person, I mean, they already have so much on their plate. Mm-hmm. They want it to be streamlined and easy and compliant. And I think that's really what it's all about. about is making it easier for that person who is trying to put the right people in place in a company. And I feel like they never have enough time and resources or energy. And so if we can do that and maybe save them money at the same time, then, you know, I think that's always a good play. Mm-hmm. But we do, we integrate with hundreds of different backgrounds, or I mean, HRIS and ATSs.
Oh, probably so. The one that you're working with right now.
Exactly. Exactly. I think we do already. Yes.
We already do.
If not, we could probably make that happen.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't know which applicant tracking system you're using, but yes, we probably work with it.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
That covers the bases.
Yes.
Who, and when we're talking about clients, who are the best clients to work with? And I don't mean by name. Don't say that, you know, Gary is the best. But by their qualities, who is a great fit for you guys? Who would you keep working with every single day? And it's just a win-win. You guys look like a rock star. They look like a rock star.
Well, we were talking about this on the way here, actually. It's kind of funny. I would say our client list is
very diverse.
Very mm-hmm. diverse. I mean, if I was to name just a couple of things mm-hmm. that they do, you know, in probably our top 20, we've got a steel manufacturing company. We have a nudist camp.
Oh.
We have a lot of schools. We recently just signed up a local school district. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, a wide variety, a lot of businesses, a lot of nonprofits, churches, camps, and just a lot of businesses, manufacturing, cleaning, transportation, a lot of healthcare and home healthcare. Really.
Any particular size, like, you know, tens of thousands of employees, 100,000 employees down to one?
Yeah, I mean, the bigger the better, but you could even run a background check on yourself. We have links that we send out to individuals who want to run their own background check.
You can't
run it on, you know, someone you're trying to date.
Fair.
You have to have permission for that.
At least there's some kind of safeguard against
yes.
that. That's good. That is good to know.
But yes, they can run one on themselves or okay. so really one to, I don't know. I
one to hundred.
One to, one to whatever you've got.
Yes.
Got it. Perfect. Well, that, I think that covers the bases.
Yeah.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we go into the lightning round and let's find out a little bit more about you guys. See,
I'm excited.
What's happening. And I'm going to start this out. Let's see. There are no wrong answers in the lightning round. It's just whatever you've got, we're going to talk about. And let's start with this quiz question. And this is one that I think I've seen around on some of your social feeds and things. How many Americans have a criminal record? That's how many Americans, one in however many? What is that number, do you think?
One in three.
Yeah. One in three. Both of you at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Nailed it.
We
yeah.
know. One in three.
And
if
saw
you think
that
about
stat,
that for a minute, there's three of us
there
in
are
here.
Three of us in here.
I mean, one in three. That's, that yeah. kind of blows my mind, and I'm in the business.
which one of you is it, is the real question for me, because it's not. No.
Well, if it's none of us, then you go to the next group of
must,
three, and there's probably
it.
Two in there.
That has to be it. That yeah. has to be it. Yeah, it's a good thing you guys are out there, because I don't know that people really understand the scope of things, that this is important so that you uncover all of the things that need to be uncovered.
Yes.
This is an all play, so both of you can answer. If you could have more money or more tacos, which would you choose?
Money. I could buy more tacos.
It's. I guess that's fair. That's fair. Do you have a desert island movie? That movie that, like, every single time it comes on, you are going to watch it no matter what. This is the go to it every single time.
I don't know. Almost Famous is one of those for me. I love watching Almost Famous.
Almost Famous.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like we don't have the TV on very much in my house.
Oh, really?
I would say, weirdly, maybe Cheaper by the Dozen. We used to play that at the lake house over mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. over and over. It would just be on repeat.
So it brings back memories,
So it brings
too.
Back it a lot of memories. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if I saw that, I would have to just stop. And I think everybody in our family knows every line. So it's funny.
And this wasn't like a held captive kind of situation where it was on and just kept repeating and you were forced to watch it again
right.
and again.
But we
and
still
again.
Sit and watch, even though, like, it's been playing for the whole weekend. We still stop
You're still
and just,
there.
Yeah, and still watch it. So
that is a desert island movie right
yeah,
there.
So, yeah, I've watched it 1,000 times and I'd still stop and mm-hmm. have to
to watch, you know, that scene or whatever.
Oh, spectacular. Let's see. This is, Deanne, I'm going to go to you for this question. I see a whole lot of inspirational content on your LinkedIn feed, from like the Tim Tebow Foundation doing some amazing work, to Caitlin Clark giving motivational speeches, to the story of the founder of Spanx, who is like 2 inches too short to play Goofy at Walt Disney World. All of those things are tremendously motivational. What motivates you personally to get up and do everything that you do all day?
Well, interestingly enough, we did have motivational tests done on us.
Oh,
so
really?
I know the top three things that motivate me and her and another part of our leadership team, but making an impact. If I couldn't make an impact, I don't know that I could exist. So that's really what it is. Trying to make an impact on my daughters, mm-hmm. who live with me and are in high school. One's in high school. Making an impact in the company, the people that are there. Trying to just do something that can inspire and motivate them to be able to continue doing what they do and make an impact on the community.
Man, so you want to? You know,
I am highly motivated by impact. She is. Too. So well, and both of us
we all
like
had impact on our
everyone
one.
Had it on there. Did you have something that was higher than impact? What is it that motivates
her
you?
Next one is being an expert.
Yeah, which... I want to know everything about anything.
Yeah, we could hang out. Yeah. We could definitely hang out. We could
My second was money.
Oh, that's good.
Money motivates me.
Well, first
is impact.
Let's make an impact. Yes. And then second, can I make
can
a
I
living
get paid
doing
for
that?
And then can I make some money, can I can make an impact with that money. So
good times. Good times.
But yes.
Excellent. Let's see, Jessica, you recently celebrated 11 years at DataSource. That is a third of the time that you guys have been around. Like, that's a
third of my life.
That's
almost.
A third. It's a third of your life that you've used very well. In a post, you said, I'm proud to be part of a team that prioritizes integrity, respect, and accountability. These values have not only shaped my professional life, but have had a positive impact on my personal development. Can you tell us more about that? Give us a little more insight into those values and kind of the match that you're seeing there.
I don't know. I mean, being there for a third of my life, I mm-hmm. feel like the people there have just taught me so much. Those three words that you mentioned are our core values. We talk about those very regularly. So I do feel like that I've grown up with these words.
Yeah. You really have.
I use them a lot. I, you know, teach those things to my kids, and I do feel like it's changed me.
Oh man, this is so, and again, not a mistake, and mm-hmm. not a great place to be if you have to go into an office all the time.
Oh yeah,
great place to be.
I prefer to be in the office. I tried that working from home thing during COVID.
And yeah, not for you.
Yeah,
that was
no,
not a.
I love the people I work with, and I prefer to be there with them and know what's going on.
Man, again, intentional, very intentional culture, very intentional thing. It's great to see. Let me throw this out as another all play because you guys spend some time at trade shows. You are there. You have different ones for the different industries that you're in. You mentioned the camp ones earlier. Mm-hmm. Camp trade shows tend to be a little more fun. Not all of them can be fun, but it still gives that sense that, you know, I'm going to a trade show, I'm working that trade show. And if you have only experienced a trade show from the attendee side, you know that it's a grind to be at a trade show all weekend or all week or whatever as an attendee. On the exhibitor side, it's a different animal altogether.
Absolutely.
Because you got to be there earlier, you have to mm-hmm. set up, you have to get up and people all day. Tell us a little bit about how do you get up and be that smiling person that everybody wants to see after being at trade show after trade show. Like, that, it's a grind for a lot of us humans. So I'm real curious how you guys, you know, get up and be motivated.
We love it.
We do.
You just thrive on it. No kidding.
Yes. I think it's a chance for us to be together in
it
a weird
is.
Way. But
we well. Actually, we're leaving on Sunday to go to one where we are the attendees.
Oh, okay.
And those are fine, but you're right. It is a grind. Like, you're going to sessions and you're going to talk to vendors and you're trying to learn new things and just take it all in. The ones where we're exhibiting, I don't know. I feel like it's a breath of fresh air. We get to see face-to-face the clients that we talk to on a daily basis.
Oh, that's a very good mm-hmm. way to look
at it. And
then
those people will come to our booth and they're like, you've got to use these guys. They're amazing. Like, we just, I don't know. It's
affirming.
Yeah. It is so refreshing. And our customers are, I mean, they do love us. us. Mm-hmm. And rightfully so. I feel like our staff loves them. Hmm. So yes, it is. It is a grind. We do drink a little more coffee, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Two a day.
Yeah, we'll come back. Like, I got a little Starbucks addiction coming.
So you have to wean yourself off of caffeine.
But it is. It's fantastic. And seeing those customers just, and making a difference, you know that you're helping them. I mean, that's, again, the impact.
You're making impact. That's mm-hmm. that's pretty
good. But seeing them is so fun to do that. Mm-hmm. And it energizes us. Like, it really does.
Man, I want to have that kind of energy. Maybe all of the places I've been doing any kind of trade show, I don't get that same kind of affirming thing from all of the customers.
And we do make the booths really cool. Like camp. Mm-hmm. We love camp. Like, everybody loves camp.
Sure.
I mean, we eat s'mores during camp season. I mean, we like just immerse ourselves in it. So like our booth has grass. We have orange camp chairs. Yeah,
a turf rug.
Nice.
Camping chairs and
s'mores. We always have good food so people can come in and sit down and, just
hang out.
Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah, I think there's a real difference between when someone who is there working the trade show has a hand in designing what that booth experience looks like.
So that she had a firsthand. we both did, but yes, it's fun to create mm-hmm. what you want and to create that environment.
Mm-hmm. Well, you make your vision come to life.
You're an inspiration for all of us who have to go to trade shows and go, oh man, all right, I'll keep working on this one. There's not enough coffee in the world. Thanks for being there and helping cheer everybody else up. Let me take you out of the lightning round. What, that was easy. You guys,
super easy.
Nothing to easy. It. Yeah, there was nothing. Were you afraid of some kind of question? Because let's go ahead and ask that question now.
I don't think so.
Not anything in particular.
No, but... no. Why would you ask? No, why would you ask? Why don't you do this for me? Why don't you tell me where can people find you if they need more information, if they want to sign up, if they want to become a customer, a client? So how do they find you?
Our website is datasourcecorp.com. Mm-hmm. So datasourcecorp.com. And then our phone number is 816-228-5255.
We love to talk to people. Call us. Ask us questions. We'll answer them.
They usually answer on the second ring.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's
yeah, you'll talk to a person. There's no recordings.
Is this a competition? Is it like, who's answering? Go!
Yeah.
it is. I mean...
It can be personal service, uh-huh. great experience.
I do hear that a lot, though. Customer service, two people answer at the same time. And one of them, they both say, the Statosaurus, how can I help you? And one of them's like, I didn't get it.
They lost a radio contest.
Yeah, exactly.
Outstanding. Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for doing exactly what you do. Deanne Myers, the Executive Vice President, and Jessica Larson, Director of Operations and Client Care at Datasource Background Screening. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Business. And that is our show. Thank you to Deanne Myers and Jessica Larson at Datasource Background Screening for being with us. And thank you for listening to the Small Business Miracles podcast. Remember to subscribe, leave us a 5-star rating and review, drop us a line on the website at eagadv.com if you have any thoughts. Until then, we'll be out here helping entrepreneurs with another Small Business Miracle.
Talk about strategies, talk about capabilities, building all your hopes and dreams, talk about possibilities, it ain't rocket surgery, but maybe it is, come on down, we're gonna sit around and get into your business, get into your business. Get into your business.